Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is God's covenant. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will listen to today's devotion.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
What does the rainbow really mean? Written and read by Kyle Norman. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. Genesis chapter 9, verse 16. When I was a young boy, I was almost hit by a car. I was walking my bike across a busy intersection, one I crossed every day on my way home from school, and suddenly I heard a loud screech, and the bike went careening out of my hands. I missed being hit by a car by the narrowest of margins. I stood motionless in the middle of this busy street until an adult scooped me up and walked me to the side. Now, physically, I was fine. The car hadn't hit me, and there wasn't even a scratch on me. But for close to a month afterwards, whenever I heard the sound of squealing tires, I would freeze. I would have a visceral reaction to the sound. Have you ever wondered how Noah felt that very first time that a storm came about after he exited the ark? After all, he had been through something traumatic. The world as he knew it was flooded in divine judgment, and he floated around in the ark for 40 days and 40 nights, not knowing where he would land. And only he and his family remained. How might he have responded that first time there was thunder and lightning? Or that first time that clouds covered all the sky? How might Noah have responded that first time that it rained just for a little bit longer than he would have liked? Did Noah start fearing that maybe a flood would be repeated? That maybe he had done something to anger God above and unleash God's wrath? You know, I imagine the first time that it rained, Noah might have stood still, viscerally reacting to the drops of rain that he felt. Frankly, if it was me, I would have done so. This is why the bow in the sky is so important. The rainbow isn't just a pretty image that we get to paint on nursery walls and put on the cover of children's Bibles. The rainbow is a dramatic sign that God's promises are in effect. It's a testimony to God's presence and God's purpose in life. And every time that a rainbow is displayed, God says, "I remember my covenant." But wait, does this mean that God is in danger of forgetting the covenant? After all, we only use tools for remembrance if we are in danger of forgetting something, right? We might set an alarm to remind us to begin a task, or we might place a note on our desks for the next day. People use blister packs and pill boxes to help them remember important medication. And we employ such tactics because, well, sometimes we are prone to forget things, even important things. So is this true of God? God says, I will set my bow in the clouds so that whenever I see it, I will remember the everlasting. Is God in danger of forgetting? If we have too many days without a rainbow, might the covenant of love and grace completely escape God's mind? No. The rainbow isn't some divine pillbox or alarm sent to jog God's memory. Because if God needed to be reminded of the covenant, then the covenant really isn't eternal, is it? It's not everlasting. No, in Scripture, the word remembrance here means to remember the covenant. It declares that God is acting again on the covenant in a present way, manifesting the dynamics of this eternal relationship in the here and the now. Through the rainbow, God is saying that God is present with the people. God declares to Noah, the earth, and all of us, the present reality of grace, of love, and forgiveness. The big thing that we need to recognize is that the rainbow in the sky is not for God's benefit, but for Noah's and for ours. In response to Noah's fear or worry or any lingering doubt about God's goodness, God declares to Noah that in this moment, I am expressing my covenant with you. And in doing so, the rainbow calls Noah and his children and all future generations to respond to it, to live in light of it. Because while God is not in danger of forgetting the covenant, well, Noah might be, and so might we. Intersecting faith and life. We all know, at times, the struggles of life can make it hard to rely on God's promises. Are there places where you are tempted to forget God's promise to you? Does God's grace seem distant or far removed? It can be easy to fall into such temptations. Sometimes it becomes far too easy to focus on the looming clouds of dark that might come about a bit too close. And depending on our experiences, depending on what we carry with us or what we've wandered through, we might find it easy to believe that God has forgotten God's word for us. So God sends a rainbow as a sign of God's gracious love, a love that understands our tendency to fear and to worry. And so the rainbow is an act of grace, not just in the message that God will not destroy the earth by a flood again, but in the constant reminder that we don't need to fear. Because the rainbow points beyond the clouds, beyond the darkness. It points to the reality of God's grace that we might not see in this moment, but is always present. Because no matter what, we walk in the light of God who shines upon us. For further reading, read Genesis 9, verses 1 through 17. And God's beautiful and lasting symbol of the rainbow on crosswalk.com.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.